Hey, pubcasters, welcome back. It's Tim, your host of the AIMP Nashville Pubcast. Welcome to our mashup episodes. This is where we ask our guests the same questions and share with you the best answers. Today's mashup is balance, where we ask our guests how they balance the creative and the business sides of their careers. Today's guest is Brad Kennard with Concord Music, and he shares his insights and challenges with growing staff and staying focused.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, the past, year has been incredibly challenging because of the growth of our roster and the growth of our staff. And, you know, I'd always dreamed of having a larger, more powerful staff as a publisher. And now that I have it, what I never realized is you're also working with, multiple different personalities and passions, and managing a team is challenging. It's amazing. But just keeping them focused and keeping them passionate and, keeping them from getting sidetracked by any disappointment or frustration is a challenge. So that's something that I feel like I was not prepared for when we grew so rapidly. What I've had to do is I've had to keep that going, keep the management of that going, but focus on, don't forget the songwriters. And so tapping into and reconnecting, a lot of the last year, as I was hiring so many people, I was super busy trying to build the staff, and I had very little time to sit down with songwriters. I felt it, they felt it, they voiced it. And, I've been making I've been making the best effort I can to sit down one-on-one with them and spend time with them and let them know that I am here and that I am focused on this. And yes, this team is working for them every single day, but many of them, I've had personal relationships for many years. And so stepping away for a little bit, makes it difficult for both of us, for both parties. And so reconnecting with them, honestly, is my mental health. It's getting back, sitting down with them, talking to them about their career. How can we focus and really push them forward? And that gives me kind of the drive to get back in the seat and do the job.
Our next guest is Marissa Turk with Smack, and she tells us that prep work and collaboration are what help her balance her life.
I think that there's processes that I've, and it's a learning, it's ever evolving, but there's processes that I've found that work for me personally, because I'm very type A and I can be very rigid, and I lean at work towards less of the creative side of things. But there's certain processes like, if I print all this out and I have this to-do list, I can do that ahead of time. But then when I'm with my artist, I don't have to be so like, get this done, now this done. We can just have a free-flowing conversation, because I know fallback, if I forget something, it's on this list. So that allows me to like be more chill and creative in that moment. Also, just like our office is super open concept. And if I can feel my creative juices not flowing, I go to someone's office or just say, hey, can someone come in here? And then I'll be like, can I talk this out with you? This isn't right, but let me just, and then I start talking and then it gets back creative. So there's certain things, and it's, like I said, ever evolving. Like, I don't think that I've mastered that by any means. I'm constantly working on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Our next guest is Mike Molinar with Big Machine Music, and he shares how being strategic helps him flow creatively.
The fulfillment thing is probably the hardest part. I don't know that I'm strategic in thinking about it and how it fulfills me versus just how I have to address it. But I think it's kind of breathing creative into the business, and it's breathing the business into the creative as you go. Because you can see if you can put an actual strategy, a business backbone or a skeleton to your creative plan, then that helps you focus on where you need to go. Because, we say this about artists, right? A superstar artist is defined by their limitations. Because it tells you where you need to go. What is the strength that you need to lead with? And I think sometimes our writers are so incredibly talented, can do so much that you end up spreading your bets everywhere instead of really, you know, digging a tunnel and hitting the vein and being able to blow that activity through. So I think staying the business part, you know, when it's infused into the creative, helps you find focus and bring something to success in a boiling point. On the flip side, I think when you're looking at the business and the numbers look cold and you don't like the way they're going, I think, you know, taking a breath and standing back and putting creativity into the 10,000 foot view and saying, okay, well, this is informing us of what the now is, but it's not the future. We can still create the future and we can still bring, you know, what is the creative way? Like, this is just a tool. This isn't reality yet. And we can figure out the path, you know, and it takes that creativity to come in to start, you know, thinking about the options of what you have moving forward and how you're going to respond.
And next up, Shelby Yoder with Milk and Honey. And she reminds us to listen to music for fun to reignite our passion and creativity.
I think that sometimes people can forget that on the business side, we are really creative as well. I like to say the psychology of a song starts with the person who had the idea to put the certain room together. So if I'm like not healthy or in a place to be able to be really creative, I'm probably not going to be coming up with like really great session ideas or working at full capacity. So I think for me, some of it is really making sure that I'm able to have space to listen to music for fun, not just listening for demos or with the intention to pitch, but, you know, just being able to listen to music in a way that really is super inspiring, going to live shows and getting that like kind of electric spiritual feeling when I can do that as well, and trying to carve out certain times. So I might do certain days of the week where like Tuesdays, the charts change over. So it's like, cool, on Tuesdays, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to listen to music and think about new session ideas based on maybe what can I see trending on the charts and who has time coming up in their schedule. So sit down and kind of be creative that way based on what I see happening there.
The AIMP Nashville Pubcast is hosted by yours truly, Tim Hunze. Executive producer, Travis Myatt. Producer, Brandon Harrington. Mixing and editing by Casey Porter. And this has been a Dime Collective production.